Marijuana, in some form or another, is legal in four of the six states that border Idaho. Dispensaries are popping up in these states and being marketed fairly aggressively to consumers. However, public health officials say since there is no federal regulation on marijuana, people may be getting more potent types of the drug than expected. And let's take that a step farther. Many health officials say this is leading to more people becoming addicted. So how is Idaho faring? Here today to talk about this is Amy Jepson, the executive director and owner of Recovery for Life Addiction Treatment in Boise and Caldwell. And joining us by telephone is Debbie Thomas, CEO of Walker Center Addiction Treatment in Twin Falls and Gooding. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Debbie, let's start with you. You own clinics here in the Treasure Valley, and since we've seen more border states in some form or another, Amy, I want to start with you, actually. Since we've seen more border states, you know, making this legal, have you seen an uptick in people seeking treatment?
Yes, we have. And surprisingly, the uptick has actually come in the form of people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, although we have had an uptick across the board. But a lot of times, too, what's happening now is you have a lot of people that have chronic pain, and someone in their family is saying, try some CBD oil, which can be beneficial or not beneficial, and it usually tends to lead to driving over the border to Oregon to get CBD oil, eventually to get pot. So we've actually seen, across the board, we've seen an uptick, but a surprising population been surprising to me has been 55 and plus people using marijuana now as a chronic pain management tool.
And Debbie, what about you in the Twin Falls and Gooding area? What have you seen happening since we've seen more border states, in some sense, making marijuana legal?
So we've also seen an increase. The Walker Center does residential treatment as well. So we look at what the primary diagnosis is. And this past year, we have had a sevenfold increase in people saying that they have a primary problem with marijuana. In the past, people would come in and say, I'm drinking too much alcohol, or I have a heroin or an opiate problem. But we are having people coming in saying, you know, the marijuana is the problem, not something else.
Now, let's talk about that, because part of the reasoning behind, you know, legalizing marijuana is it has been marketed as something that is non-addictive. Yet, some people argue that this is a gateway drug. And what have you seen when people come in to get treatment? I mean, is it marijuana and something else? But as you just said, Debbie, this is the primary thing that you're seeing, correct?
Absolutely. So there's two things. The people that are using marijuana in addition to something else, we're having our heroin addicts, for example, saying, I have realized that I cannot stay sober off of heroin if I don't also stop using the marijuana, because they're seeing it as the same type of thing that brings them right back to what society would say is the more harmful of the two. But the people that have come in that say it's a primary problem for them, what they're saying is that the amount of subtle changes in their brain, they didn't realize until they tried to stop on their own. And what they're saying is things like, I don't decision make very well now that I've got physiologically addicted and psychologically addicted to the marijuana. They're saying things like, I'm unable to stop, or it's a lot harder to stop than I thought. We're seeing people that are saying, I have less ability to decision make, and things that are what I'd call the higher cognition, like I don't make good choices at work. Even if I'm not being drug tested, I'm not as successful as others. And then we'll see people that are like, I wanted to go back to school to get my GED, or I wanted to go back and get my bachelor's degree. And they're saying that they're having trouble with memory and cognition. Mm.
And, you know, one of the things, in fact, there was a story just on All Things on Morning Edition this morning on National Public Radio about how different types of cannabis are being used these days in cooking and in other ways to consume it. And there are different types of cannabis. And Amy, before we came on the air, we were talking about this, that because marijuana is not federally legal. So even though it is legal in certain states, it is still not federally legal. So because of that, it is not federally regulated through like the FDA. So one of the things is that you see more types there, and public health officials are saying it's more potent. Are you seeing people coming in and talking about that?
Yes. So a lot of times, so you see this across the generations. So you have teenagers that are going to parties and they're trying pot, and parents aren't concerned about that because they're like, you know, that's what you do when you're a teenager, you try pot. What people aren't aware of is the difference in the potency, and that there are potency amounts now that are actually reacting in people like acid, and people are hallucinating. And so if I'm a dispensary, right, I want to have the best pot on the block. And so to get the best pot on the block, I'm going to keep upping the potency or the amount. And so then it does cause some addictive factors. It does create addictions. And that's not true just with adolescents, but that's true all the way across the board, which whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, that higher potency creates a different type of high and causes a lot of different problems for you. And our uptick, too, is we're seeing a lot more people that are getting charged as driving under the influence, and they're driving under the influence of pot. Because I'm going over to Oregon, I'm hanging out with my friends for the weekend, we're smoking pot. I think that I'm going to be just fine driving back to Idaho. And I drive back to Idaho, I get pulled over, I get a blood test, and I come back positive for pot. And now I've got a charge. And ironically, that older generation, or the 50-plus generation, that's another reason that we're seeing them in treatment as well, is that they're driving, they have it in their purse, they get pulled over, and all of a sudden they have criminal charges.
Because they don't understand.
Right.
Because they bought it legally.
Right.
But it is not legal in Idaho, and
right.
Therein lies a problem. So you've got people addicted, but you also have people breaking the law, not necessarily realizing that once they come into Idaho, it doesn't matter.
Right. Whether you have it in your purse or whether it's in your system, you're still bringing it into the state, and you're going to get charged if you get pulled over.
I'm speaking with Amy Jepson, the executive director and owner of Recovery for Life in the Treasure Valley, and Debbie Thomas, CEO of Walker Center Addiction Treatment in the Magic Valley. We're talking about marijuana use and how it is affecting the state of Idaho now that so many of our border states have made it in some way legal, and the fact that we're seeing some uptick in potential marijuana addiction, people coming into these treatment centers. And my question, too, is that for years, let's go back to this, that people say it's not addictive. You know, it's just like alcohol. And there are people that can drink alcohol and not become addicted. There are people that can smoke marijuana and not become addicted. So why this uptick?
So,
Debbie?
So I think Amy started the conversation that we're seeing two reasons this uptake. One is we're seeing more concentrated levels of THC. We're seeing waxes. We're seeing synthetics. We're seeing it heavier usage, and we're seeing an earlier onset. And so when you take a higher concentration, the impairment levels are going to be higher. And then when we take people that are using for a longer period of time, they're starting to have brain changes that are permanent, that are impairing them. And we see that because we've got the 30-year-olds, late 30s, that think, I can stop using when I wanted to get the next level of a career where I have to pass a drug test. And they're not able to. They're saying, this is the problem. And then the fact that it's not regulated, we're having more people that are getting uncomfortable side effects that they didn't realize. They're having anxiety. They're having psychosis. And we're just, it's not the ability to remain stopped over time. It's because there's these subtle changes that have happened in their brain, and it's permanent.
And has marijuana always been an issue at both of your treatment centers, or is this something that you've been seeing more of since it's become legalized in other states?
Well, for us, this is Amy in the Treasure Valley here. For us, it's becoming more of an issue. We're seeing it more in the criminal activity realm, even though you can debate whether it's criminal or not. But
it's illegal in Idaho.
It's illegal, right. So more people are getting charged with driving under the influence or possession of marijuana, which then results in probation, which I think, too, people don't understand that when you get a charge like that, it doesn't just go away, that it follows you through your working life, and it can impede where you can work long term.
Mm-hmm. And what some people don't realize is that it can also impede you ever getting financial aid if you are looking to go to college. I think some people are not aware of how the laws work. As you said, Amy, it's not just career. It's the fact that you may not actually be able to continue your education to get a career.
Right. Right. So, yeah, so it's impacting in a lot of ways that people don't recognize. And before, you know, there's always the age-old fight about, well, it's natural, it's helpful, it's healing, it's – but we're seeing more and more people coming in for more criminal reasons versus just sort of coming in where I think, Debbie, you're seeing the opposite.
And yeah, and Debbie, so if you could answer that question, are you seeing an uptick because it's related to more legalization of it and then it being more potent? Or have you always had people coming in for issues with marijuana?
So we've always seen people coming in that have used marijuana. What the increase for us is the people coming in saying that marijuana is the problem. Because in the past, somebody would come in and say, I'm drinking too much alcohol and I smoke a little pot, but pot's never caused me trouble. Now what's happening with more availability and access and the fact that the THC level and the unknown other chemicals that are in the THC or the marijuana wax brownie synthetic is causing a cluster of problems that is not the old-time THC pot that was smoked in the 70s. This is a whole new type of thing that's happening. So we're seeing more people that, they are calling this whole cluster of things marijuana, but the marijuana, the manufacturers have gotten so good at making it the best, the strongest, and then that part that's not regulated, it has other residual chemicals in it that people react to in a variety of very odd ways, you know, paranoia, anxiety, depression.
And actual withdrawal symptoms.
And withdrawal symptoms. So you're even seeing that because of the potency level. So the fact is, I mean, it is highly unlikely that states that have legalized this are going to pull that back. In your both of your opinions, then, does this need to be better regulated, or are we going to see this happening with more people needing treatment? I'll start with you, Amy.
Well, I think it's got to, if it's going to happen in these other states, it needs to be regulated. It's like anything else, it's got to be regulated. I'm not a fan of making marijuana legal in the state of Idaho because we see the effects that it has, not only that we've talked about today, but I do see the effects it has as a gateway drug. And so I use marijuana, and then pretty soon I'm okay doing other things because I'm hanging out with other people using marijuana, which leads to other things. And when we have people relapse, usually their number one thing they relapse on is marijuana and then go back to heroin or opiates or – because it's one of those things where you can justify, it's just pot. You know, it's just pot. No big deal. So I think if it is going to be legalized or it is in other states, they do need to regulate it because people are getting hurt. Over in Seattle, they're having these, you know, they have hashish, which is a high, high level where they actually have these young adults that are hallucinating and horrible things are happening because of the potency level. So it needs to be regulated.
And Debbie, your opinion on that?
I'm opposed to the legalization for two reasons. One is it gives a false sense of security to people that are lacking in knowledge. They think if it's legal, it's safe. And it's not, because it's not regulated and it's higher potency. And the second part is we need an educational component to really educate people on what it is that they're putting into their bodies and what are the long-term effects. And if anybody's interested in reading, you can read some of the studies that are coming out of Colorado and Oregon, for example, that ER visits have increased tremendously in Oregon for people that have never had breathing issues and are going in with severe breathing issues because of the marijuana that they're using. The amount of driving incidents and violence and risk-taking issues that are happening in Colorado is just not something that I would want for Idaho, and I don't want it for anyone, is that, you know, our brains and our bodies are too important to be putting something in it that we don't understand.
I really appreciate the two of you, both of your perspective on this today, especially with what both of you do for a living. My guest today, Amy Jepson, the executive director and owner of Recovery for Life Treatment Centers in the Treasure Valley. Debbie Thomas, she is the CEO of Walker Center Treatment Centers in the Magic Valley. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.